everyone, and welcome back. Today we have our next session zero, and today we have the beautiful and illustrious Kristen.
Beautiful and illustrious.
I have to set it up properly. I want to give everybody the proper vision of who you are.
Thanks.
Yes.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. So tell me a very quick sentence about your character. Name, race, class.
Yeah, so her name is Scarlett Davenport. Mm. She is a bard. She is a half elf. Okay. She's very striking to look at, much like myself.
Of course, yes.
As you know.
Yeah.
Vivid, fiery red hair, turquoise, big turquoise doe eyes. Uh-huh. She is really trying to make a name for herself, kind of as like a one-woman show on stage. So she can sing, she can act, she can dance. She's that girl.
She just loves being on stage, loves entertaining.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
That is where she is most at home, that is where she is most comfortable, and that's where she prefers to be.
Okay, all right. That sounds great. Well, then let's get into it. Let's get a little bit more introduction into who she is. All right. So now, put your Scarlett hat on.
Oh, it's on, girl.
All right, Scarlett, you've lived here for about 5 years now. You're in the city of Petra. And this atmosphere of the entire city just continues to captivate you. You are currently walking down the high street. And imagine bright lights and, I mean, what we would consider like Times Square or the Vegas Strip or something. Bright lights everywhere. You hear barkers. You hear people offering goods and services. You might see some shady people on a corner here or there. But this city tonight is full of bright lights. And they're almost magical because people are like casting them in this ever-glowing signs, you know. Mm-hmm. And tonight is even more special because tonight is the night that Princess Serafina is here, and she is here for her birthday celebration, and it is tonight's the night kicking it off, and it's the whole city is ready, and you're on your way to the Opera House, and you're walking down the street, and as you are walking down, you see all of these nobles queuing up, ready, excited, chatter. Highest, I mean, they're in glamorous outfits. They are prim and proper. And you walk right past them. You walk straight past them. That's not the line for you. And you turn the corner down a path, past that and kind of down a darker alley. And it is like stepping into another world. You walk down this darker alley and no more bright lights, kind of dingy and dirty, but you're walking straight back to the stage door. Now, as we discussed, you're walking back there because your mentor is going to be the opening performing act. Huge honor. Everyone's going to be there, and he's super excited. And you're a part of his entourage. And you've kind of gotten this like, all right, I'm going to get you in the back door kind of thing. So this is a huge thing for you to just be backstage. You know that the most famous singer in the land is going to be there, and you're just hoping for a glimpse. So you are walking back in the back door. You knock on the back door. As you're standing there, you see some shady looking guys kind of eyeing you up and stuff like that. But the back door guy opens the door. Yeah, who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Scarlett. I'm part of Willie's entourage. I'm here to support for the big event.
Entourage, you can't arrive before the guy though, right? You have to wait for him.
Well, you know, just to make sure everything is set up for him. He likes his dressing room a certain way, and just to get, you know, all of water backstage and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all right, fine. Okay, let's go. And he just kind of, like, pushes you in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stay out of the way. Stay back over in that corner. There's two dressing rooms. Don't go in that one. That one's for the main event. You're going to go over here.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
As you walk over, I mean, it's just like a basic room with a door and a chair. Like, there's nothing really, and there's a dingy mirror. This opera house is one of those ones that you can tell used to be grand, spectacular. Backstage really isn't upkept, you know? Like, you can see, like, the paint has been like shoved on these, you know, doors over and over. So it's kind of like old, but you feel alive with the history of this theater.
Mm-hmm.
So many people were made stars on this stage, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so you go back and you're kind of standing around, hanging around, and as you are standing there, you start hearing conversations of all of the backstage hands just kind of messing around and talking and laughing and joking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, what do you call them? Grips, right? Like they're, you know, they're just kind of like, hey, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the chatter outside in the audience. And mm-hmm. they try to like go and sneak. You can see people like really dressed up and it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear these conversations. And you hear one of them yell over to you and go, hey, what would you do? Would you give up riches and gold and a fancy life and a chance to be royalty for just a good-looking guy?
Giving up riches and a glamorous life? The only life for me is on the stage. And if that meant true love, then that's what I'm destined for.
Yeah, but think about it. The princess is off schmoozing with all of these, you know, these guys. And if she winds up, you know, getting herself in trouble with this lumberjack, you know, how is she going to make herself, you know, a good match in the world?
Well, I'm sure that the royals have her under tight control, whether we can see it or not.
Okay, so what if it's this vigilante that's been running around the streets? What would you do with that? If this dark prince came over to you and was like, hey, let me take you away from all of this. Let's live a life of danger. What would you say?
I would say thank you, but no thank you.
All right. I guess so. But maybe I'm the vigilante. Maybe I'm this disruptor, and maybe I have an eye out for you.
Well, maybe if you have that eye out for me, you can tell me where Willie's dressing room is so I can get that set up for him.
All right, fine. It's over here. And he kind of like walks you over.
Thank you. And she just shoots him a dazzling smile.
You see he's kind of like, oh, I got a shot. Like, he's kind of like, you know, he kind of gives that thing where he looks over his shoulder to his buddy like, hey, I'm going to go, you know, get a little action in the back room.
Side note, inner monologue, he has no shot.
Not a shot in hell. I haven't described him at all. All right, so at this point, you're waiting backstage, you're waiting. He's not coming and he hasn't been around.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of like getting a little nervous. The back door manager is kind of running around, like freaking out. He can't find his opening act.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of, what? Have you seen him? Have you talked to him? Did he say he was coming today?
No. Well, he did say he was coming today and he just wanted us here for moral support. I have no idea.
Oh man, this is a disaster. And he walks over to one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And he goes, do you know where he lives? Do you know this guy? And they kind of have this like quick conversation and he says, go to his house, look for him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy like, oh, okay. And he runs away.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point he's, you know, he's still freaking out. And then you hear kind of almost like not a slam, but it happens in a second where the back door opens, and not slowly, but like boom, open.
Mm-hmm.
And in walks who you've been waiting to see. This is Jessabeth Throngsong. She captivates you in mm-hmm. a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
Your breath is stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks in. She's a tiefling.
Mm-hmm.
She's got teal skin,
mm-hmm.
dark purple eyes, silver hair,
mm-hmm.
white horns that are kind of maybe like a darkish purple, like elements of purple that are kind of in this white kind of pale horn. She's dressed in like an emerald dress with like an emerald green satin sash.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a cloak over her shoulders that looks like, it looks silvery and flowing. Mm-hmm. And just like the softest, like almost silk that you've ever seen.
Okay.
And she walks in very slowly and the entirety of the backstage just freezes mm-hmm. in its spot. She's wearing the most gorgeous earrings, necklace, rings, everything. And she's standing with two men, one tall skin man, thin man,
mm-hmm.
and another tall man, huge, looks like a bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of, he's standing next to her. And the tall, thin man walks over and goes, she has arrived. She needs her dressing room immediately. And the stage manager and him have this conversation. I can't find the Willie. I can't find the guy. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm freaking out. And you see Jezebeth stop and kind of push him to stop talking and kind of just kind of scoots him to the side and walks straight to you.
I could almost die on the spot.
Yeah. Your legs are numb. Mm-hmm. You haven't gotten a good breath of air in a second. And she walks straight to you. Mm-hmm. And she puts her hand, just gently puts the back of her hand and it caresses just your cheek. And she says, this one here is a star. Put her on stage.
Ma'am, I'm not a star.
You will be. And then she takes her cloak off and you see the cloak immediately changes color to just like a black crushed velvet. Mm-hmm. And then she takes it and she puts it over your shoulders. And she says, use this. And now you have a cloak of fashion, high fashion, something like that. Essentially what it means is it's a magic item that will allow you to change many fashions, it allows you to change the fabric in any way, and it's an illusion. So that's literally all it does. It makes it any color, any fabric, any look. You can make it look like rags, or you can make it look like the finest of materials. And she puts this around your shoulder. Use this. It will give you strength. And go out there and impress me. I want to see what you have.
Are you sure? I'm so honored. You have no idea. And she just like is staring at her feet. She just is overcome. I'm just so honored. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I'm so afraid I'm going to disappoint you.
And she takes your face super gently, not aggressive. And she just kind of like, look at me. Do not stutter. Do not hesitate. You go out there and you do what you've been told to do. You be strong. And I can see it in you. I can peg it in you. And I want you to roll me a charisma saving throw.
Okay. On hold music. Hold on. +5.
So that's actually very well, like very, very good. So you can tell. Actually, I'm gonna have to roll now, Brett. Oh, I'm gonna use my special die.
Do it.
My special die. Rolling out in the open. What the hell is it?
It's a 17.
Ah! I win. Okay. Okay. So you can tell that she is trying to calm you down more than just with her words, but with magic. She's trying to calm your emotions and she's trying to give you confidence. You know she's doing it. It works though. And either it works because you're steeling yourself and you hear her. Maybe a little bit of that magic is coming through. But you are, oh, okay. And you have the confidence now. You're no longer looking down. You're looking up. And you are ready. Somebody runs off and gets you whatever instrument you want to use. They have something backstage if you'd like. I'll allow you to choose from the magical opera houses, you know, chest of goodies.
Oh, what shall we use? I think we're going to use a lute.
We will lute today. All right. What's the lute? Is that the one where the guy gets drunk and Sleeping Beauty? Oh my god, I love that
song. I thought I had another. Oh, a lute. I have a flute, a lute, and a viol. Because I didn't want to do flute, lute, liar.
Flute, lute, liar. Yeah. So. Okay. Not a violin? A
viol. No, it's called the viol.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. So anyway, we're going to go with the lute.
We're doing the lute.
Just announcing it to the world.
Production, tech, we're doing a loot.
We're doing the loot. All right, so... And so you're standing there, and what do you need? What do you need to go grab it? Is this going to work for you? Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful instrument. Mm-hmm. Probably about the same of what you're used to. It's already tuned. You're set. And now here you go. Here is your performance. You can feel the energy mm-hmm. just all around you. And you actually can hear the band kind of tuning their instruments. Mm-hmm. And you can see kind of like... Almost like when you go to an opera house, the lights that are electric for us, they're mm-hmm. magically turning down mm-hmm. and they're giving this like soft glow on the stage that when you walk out, it's going to look great on your hair. It's going to really just make you feel magical.
Can I change the cape that she gave me?
Absolutely. That's the whole point.
Okay.
Use it to your advantage.
I want that cape to look like, have you seen the TikTok videos of those wedding dresses? Like no matter where it turns, it's really sparkly and shiny.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's how I want that cape to look. Like
just shimmer.
Just a whole bunch of shimmer behind me.
What kind of colors?
I think we would like just keep it silver, bluey.
Silver, bluey. Okay.
Silver, bluey.
All right. Perfect. Mm-hmm. As you kind of concentrate and the look changes for you, and it's at will. So like while you're out there, you can continue to change it. So now you step out onto the stage, you walk out there, and now describe to me your performance.
So... I would think in the midst of all of this, given that she's now imbued with this new confidence, that she would talk to the pit and the conductor in the pit and kind of choose a song that's a little bit more operatic.
Okay.
To really show off range and style, especially because she's performing for nobility and the princess.
This is the highest of high.
Yeah.
You walk out, you can't really see the audience, but... This is like very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel that pressure like, if I do good here tonight, like, oh my God, where's my career going?
Yeah.
You know?
So there's the possibility there. So, like, keeping it very highbrow, very classic, very operatic.
Love it.
As, you know, she's singing with the lute. And at certain points, given that she could change the cape at will, I think that, you know, in different chord strikes or during different transitions of from singing to maybe dancing as there's a musical interlude, she's going to be able to change the cape, either the color. I think the color would be like really striking in turns and spins and things like that before she goes back to singing and all of that.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, this is going to be tricky. Do me a favor.
I will.
You roll me 2 charisma checks. Like add your charisma, modifier, proficiency, everything.
Okay.
So roll me 2 because you have advantage because of the cape and because of your, essentially, your idol is essentially giving you this prep.
Okay. They both came out as 15s. And then... My charisma is plus...
Gotta be 6...
3.
Just your charisma? What about your proficiency? How can your charisma only be 3?
Oh, wait. Are you talking about my performance?
Yes! Please roll me performances.
Okay. Thank you. So, I have 2 15s, and then my performance is 7.
Nice! Excellent. That's what I needed. Mm-hmm. So, you finish up your performance, and... You're in the zone, you know, you're in the zone and you've dreamt about this moment, you know, and like there's this moment where you feel so comfortable up there that you don't really feel like you're performing anymore. This is just super natural to you. Right as you are done with the performance, you come back to yourself and you're like, oh my God, this is where I am.
Are they going to applaud? Are they going to applaud? Yes.
And then right as you stop and you take a final bow, everyone loves it. Everyone jumps up. You're actually getting a standing ovation. You're getting claps. Now, to give you a little bit of lore of the opera house, which you would know this already, is in the lore of the opera house, everybody comes with a rose on their on their lapel, on their wrist, something. Everyone who comes must bring a flower. People are only told to throw their flowers for the best performance of the night. And now you know who's following you. And you get some flowers. You get, while you're standing there, and the highest of high, you see the front row standing up to applaud you. But one person is not applauding. This person is just standing and staring at you in awe.
Okay.
And you see him take the flower off of his lapel.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother Titus throws the flower on stage.
I think Scarlett would definitely lock eyes with him, but she's on stage.
Yeah.
And this is her moment. This is her time. Internally,
uh-huh.
She's struggling. Internally, she just turned into a little girl again who's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to run.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of externally, the show must go on.
Yeah.
And she's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
She's bright-eyed. She's starry. But she wants off that stage immediately.
Yeah. He's not scowling. He's mm-hmm. not giving you this, like, how dare you kind of look. He's mm-hmm. just in awe. He's just in shock. But he definitely takes this flower and throws it to her. You get three other flowers on stage.
She only picks up those three.
Oh, shit. All right. I was not expecting that.
She is only going to pick up those three. She's actually going to use that cape and, like, lift up one side of it and, like, kind of do one of those deep flourish bows.
Okay.
Where it kind of covers the rose that my brother threw.
Uh-huh.
And to walk off stage. So it kind of just, like, kind of gets swept.
She okay.
never picks it up.
Never picks it. It just gets swept.
And it's almost like, to any onlooker,
uh-huh.
it looks like, oh, she was just overcome and she forgot.
Oh, understood. Oh, you didn't see it. It was out of the corner of your eye. Kind of
right.
Thing.
But
got it.
But to her and possibly to Titus, it would be
clear.
A personal snub.
Clear.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. So you walk off stage. You have your three flowers. You're uh-huh. kind of just dismissing the other one. And you come face to face with Jessabeth.
Uh-huh.
And she just kind of gives you a nod, like a knowing smile.
She's going to look at her. She's going to keep it together for like another second and just say to Jessabeth, "Madam, thank you so much for the chance. I am so grateful.
I love to raise people up who are beside me. And I can tell in your eyes that you are meant for so much more than just hanging out backstage."
And her body is like visibly starting to shake right now. Like she's literally losing it in front of her, but she's gonna keep it together for one moment and just say, "I can't wait to see what you do on the stage. If you could just give me one moment just to put myself together."
And she looks at you and she says, "Yes. And when I'm done here, we will have a conversation about where your career should be."
"Thank you, madam."
And you walk off.
I walk off. I find that dressing room that was supposed to be Willie's.
And now is yours.
And now it's mine. I walk in and I shut that door and I start crying hysterically. Unbeknownst, is it Jessabeth or anything else? I just start crying hysterically.
Yeah. Just so much emotion just pouring out of you.
Yes.
You take a moment. Mm-hmm. You compose yourself. Mm-hmm. You hear the orchestra start striking up again. And mm-hmm. you know Jessabeth is just about to go out. I'm not going to miss this.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull yourself together. You wipe your eyes in the dingy mirror. Like you're ready to go. You clean yourself up. Mm-hmm. And you step out to watch the performance.
The mask goes back on.
Mask goes back on.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So now we will pick up the rest of this when the whole family's at the table.
Ooh!